Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. The cover story on Newsweek about the China Olympics. However, we're going to Canada because there, Charles Burton, our colleague, who is a senior fellow at the Center for Advancing Canada's Interests Abroad at the Macdonald Laurier Institute, is helping us to comment on a story that is very strange. This requires a lot of map poring over. Beijing, AP. Britain firmly rejected a statement from China that affirmed Beijing's support for Argentina's claim to the Falkland Islands as relations between London and Beijing remain strained. Charles, that's my head is spinning around. Let me understand correctly. China is condemning Britain for its claim on the Falkland Islands, where there was a momentary conflict in the 20th century. And the reason China's doing this is because? Where is this story going, Charles? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I think that what we're really looking at is defining the lines of a new Cold War. So, you know, certain countries came to attend the opening ceremony of the Olympics, including, of course, Russia, that has announced a $117 billion gas deal with China and is trying to diversify away from the West. And then a whole lot of other countries, Egypt, Serbia, Saudi Arabia, which is China's largest buyer of Saudi Arabian oil. And then the normal ones that one would expect to show obeisance to China, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan. And of course, the Director General WHO and the United Nations Secretary General, but also Argentina and Ecuador. And the way it was depicted in the Chinese press is that these leaders came one by one to meet with Xi Jinping. It was very much reminiscent of a sort of tributary state dynamic where Xi Jinping offered them something, and these states responded by affirming his greatness and leadership. In the case of Argentina, the president of Argentina said that he had just visited the museum of the Chinese Communist Party, and Mr. Xi was very impressed that he'd done that, and then announced that China supported Argentina's claim to the Malvinas, or Falklands as they're known. And of course, the Argentine affirmed that China is the sole legitimate government of the island of Taiwan. So you're seeing a very traditional kind of dynamic where these states are seen as giving in to China's greatness and accepting China's agendas in all aspects in return for things like, in the case of Argentina, its first nuclear power plant built since 1981, or any of the other. Ecuador wants forgiveness of a $4.6 billion debt. So they're able to use economic coercion to get these nations to line up with China in a future global conflict and move them away from the Western alliance led by the United States. So it could be that, including the meeting with Vladimir Putin, which was very specific on how China and Russia will ally and to try and challenge the United States, make the world safe for autocrats. This could be really seen in, historically, as the first moment in the new Cold War, as the two sides seem to be lining up. And, China's support for the Falklands is just one of many, many aspects that will see China challenge assisting countries who want to challenge Western domination and align with benefits from China.
Gordon, this reminds me suddenly the way colorful way Charles presented it as the opening sequence in The Godfather, when people could come to Marlon Brando during the marriage of one of his relatives, his daughter. they would ask for favors and the godfather would bless them and give them something or tell them how to solve their problems. I only mention that, Gordon, because there's something mechanical about this. Is Xi Jinping or the Communist Party leadership, are they aware about how constructed this looks, how false this looks to the world? Do they care, Gordon?
I don't think they care, John. As long as they get others to obey, I think that they're very happy with this whole thing looking stilted and constructed, because it shows that foreigners are coming to China physically and as Charles said, asking for favors. So I think they're okay with this.
You have a question for Charles.
Charles, the fundamental principle of Chinese foreign policy, we've been told by Beijing, decade in and decade out, is the non-interference in the affairs of other countries. If you look at their five cardinal principles, they are all basically non-interference. It would seem to me that China weighing in on the Argentine Falklands dispute would be the essence of interference in another country's affairs. Your comments.
Oh, I think I think that's right. I think that China's got to a point where they feel confident enough that they can, do this kind of thing. And China wants the loyalty of certain countries and is prepared to offend a country like Britain that it sees as on the other side of the Cold War lines. And I think that John's comparison with the Godfather movie is dead on. You know, it really is about body language and the use of language. I mean, the Argentine president praised the magnificent architecture of the Chinese Communist Party museum that he enjoyed visiting so much. So, you know, it really is about a kind of theater, and I think a kind of theater that plays very well with nationalistic elements inside China, who may have doubts about the efficacy of Mr. Xi's rule, but certainly like to see him in this godfather-like role.
How is this received in Canada? Because it's not too far-fetched to imagine that China could start picking off pieces of North America and giving them to someone else in these next years, and that would include all of Canada.
Well, I think that this is a big concern for people in Canada, particularly as, you know, as we've discussed many times on the program, our government is still to ban the Huawei 5G technology from coming into our telecommunications and wants Canada to remove foreign investment review processes. Canada recently allowed a Chinese state firm to take over a Canadian lithium mine. I mean, this is which fits right into China's overall plan to gain leverage over control of critical minerals. So, you know, from that point of view, what you're saying is not completely without some basis, except that, you know, except for a captured elite in Canada, most Canadians find the idea of us becoming a satellite of the People's Republic of China repugnant.
Gordon, you have a question about the current events in Ottawa.
Yes, John, I do. Our good friend Charles Burton is at Ground Zero. He lives and works in Ottawa. And in Ottawa, there is Justin Trudeau. There are thousands of truckers. And there's a big political controversy. So, Charles, what's going on?
Well, I think that, Mr. Trudeau has overplayed his hand. In the recent election, he tried to make it a fight between science, in other words, everybody getting vaccinated, against irrationality. And when the federal government decided to evoke a new measure that demanded that all truckers crossing the U.S. border into Canada would have to demonstrate proof of vaccination, that was really the last straw. I mean, most truckers, in fact, are vaccinated, about 80% of them. But the idea that the government would try and impose these measures on people who, you know, don't believe in vaccination just seemed to be to be something that they couldn't take. So we've got something in the order of 400 or 500 trucks blocking the entire downtown of Ottawa. Just yesterday, a court injunction was successful in stopping them from honking their horns 24/7 that were causing people living in the neighborhood to get no sleep. It's a festival-like atmosphere. They've got bouncy castles for the children. They've got saunas set up. There's free food being offered. They've raised something in the order of $7 million, a lot of it coming from U.S. sources. There are some discrediting elements. There are people there who are holding up swastika flags or Confederate flags or pro-Donald Trump materials. But for the most part, these are just Canadians who are fed up with overreach of government. And the word that they say the most often is freedom. And they're enjoying significant support from a lot of Canadians, despite the fact that you know, they've more or less occupied the capital and have been there for 12 days, and the police don't seem to be able to do anything about it.
Does Trudeau surrender now or later? We have 30 seconds.
Well, he did leave his residence at Rideau Hall and went into an undisclosed location. He has appeared in public, not very much, to continue to criticize these demonstrators in completely unconciliatory terms. And I think his party is starting to look at him with daggers, in the sense that he just won't appreciate that there's some people who have a view on this that's not the same as his.
Charles Burton, Senior Fellow, Center for Advancing Canada's Interests Abroad at the MacDonald Laurier Institute, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.